News. I'm Sherry Preston. Former President Donald Trump in New York for day two of his hush money trial. Yesterday, prosecutors accused him of violating a gag order in the case. They want a $1,000 fine imposed. ABC News legal contributor Brian Buckmeyer with more on what could happen if the president continues like that.
I don't think Donald Trump's going to get sent to Rikers for contempt of court. That rarely happens even to the average citizen. But what's at stake is escalating punishments if the judge does feel that Donald Trump has violated the order of the court.
House Speaker Mike Johnson unveiling plans to provide funding for Israel, Ukraine, and Taiwan, but in separate measures, not all one big bill. Israel says it will respond to Iran's aerial attack over the weekend, but the IDF will not reveal what the response will look like or when it might happen. The heaviest section of the Key Bridge in Baltimore so far removed from the port, weighing 450 tons. The FBI now opening a criminal investigation. This is ABC News.
Civic Media News. I'm Terry Bell. Here's what Wisconsin needs to know. Wisconsin's leading business group is asking the Wisconsin Supreme Court to overturn Governor Evers' line item veto last summer to let school districts increase spending for each of the next 400 years. Lawyers for Wisconsin Manufacturers and Commerce argue Evers' maneuver forces local property taxpayers to pay more for schools without having any say. PFAS pollution could be an issue in this year's elections. Marquette University political scientist Amber Wachowski tells Wisconsin Eye that people who read more news are likely to be the most concerned.
One of the predictors of your concern over PFAS is, are you paying attention to current affairs and political issues?
Republican lawmakers and Governor Evers can't agree if the Department of Natural Resources or local communities should administer PFAS cleanup. I'm Terry Bell, Civic Media News. Here's what you need to know closer to home.
For WGBW News, I'm Lisa Hale. Drivers are asked to be aware of ramp, lane, and complete closures planned for I-41 in Winnebago and Outagamie counties this week. The closures are part of the I-41 Rehabilitation Project and the I-41 Expansion Project between Appleton and De Pere. Full closures of the interstate are scheduled during overnight hours this week. Southbound I-41 between Wisconsin Avenue and Richmond Street will be closed Wednesday, April 17th from 11 p.m. until 4:30 a.m. Thursday morning. This week is Work Zone Awareness Week. It's being celebrated nationwide in Wisconsin and locally. The Wisconsin Department of Transportation says more than 2,100 crashes were recorded in Wisconsin work zones in 2023. Resulting in 9 deaths and more than 700 injuries. This week and throughout construction season, drivers are asked to be cautious and alert to avoid distractions and pay attention to road workers. And that's what you need to know. I'm Lisa Hale, WGBW News.
Nightline with Pete Schwabba.
I'm really excited right now because I've wanted to have this guy on for a while. He is a legendary stand-up comedian. You know him as Tom Dreesen. Tom, welcome to Nightline.
Pete, it's nice to talk to you. Let me tell you how I became a legend. All my critics are dead.
Did you have anything to do with that? Don't say anything, Tom.
No, I refuse to answer on the grounds it might incriminate me. I'll plead the fifth on that.
Nightlight with Pete Schwabba, weeknights 7 till 9 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app.
The Brewers lose to San Diego. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. The Padres played the Dodgers in L.A. on Sunday Night Baseball and didn't get into Milwaukee until Monday morning, yet they still managed to beat the Brewers 7-3 at AmFam Field. Brewers manager Pat Murphy.
You give the Padres credit for taking that long trip and getting here at 6 in the morning and coming out with their A group, and yeah, we didn't put them away. We had a chance to put them away early, and we didn't, and it's credit to them.
Brewers pitcher Joe Ross.
I feel like I threw the ball well. If there was one pitch I would like to throw again, it's probably the last pitch. But otherwise, I mean, I felt good about how I was throwing the ball.
NBA Doc Rivers is getting the Bucks ready for Sunday's playoff game against the Pacers. Does he know yet about the status of Giannis or some of their other injured players?
I literally don't know yet. Like, I'm going to watch film and we'll get to it. And we will have a game plan and we'll be ready when that day comes.
That's Doc Rivers. With sports, I'm Mike Clemens.
You
It is going to be windy and cooler today. A little sunshine this morning, but clouds will increase by later this afternoon. Our high 60, the wind east gusting to 35 today. More rain tonight into tomorrow, an inch to an inch and a half or more possible by the time everything winds down late tomorrow. Our high tomorrow, right around 62. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Outside now, it's 53.
Retirement can be scary, but only if you're not prepared. That's why AARP created thisispretirement.org. Because unless you've already retired, you're in pretirement and you still have time to plan. Learn about retirement savings options, potential tax breaks, and how you can build savings over time. Visit thisispretirement.org for free resources to help you customize your action plan and feel the retirement fear disappear. Brought to you by AARP and the Ad Council.
And the mayor in the morning and the talk of Green Bay all day long. 1590 AM and 97.9 FM WGBW.
Good morning and welcome to Matinair on Air. Jane Matinair, Greg Bach is not here. Calvin is on the board. Brian Kelly is in studio with me. Fancy Brian Kelly, how are you?
Good morning.
It is really good to see you.
I feel really good being here finally.
A little trouble on the roadway.
Well, just so you know, everybody, 894 is under construction.
I've heard.
Haven't been out. I've been gone for a week in Park Falls, so I've basically been in a time warp for a good week, and I come back and I haven't really gone out very much, so I forgot that 894 is under construction, and it's really narrow, and there are two lanes open, and there's, you know, some people get clipped, and then everybody sits there and watches it.
So somebody got clipped this morning.
Someone got clipped. It seems like it was fine. It seems like it's just more of a fender bender than anything, but again, folks, I usually leave extra time because I know myself, but then you need to leave extra time. Just little thing out there in Milwaukee area if you're going on the 894.
Good thing to build in.
Yeah.
Build in that extra time.
Good thing I did because I needed every second of it.
You walked in literally as the music was starting.
Yeah.
So this worked out well.
Well, I'm feeling really adrenalized and awake.
I bet you are. That's
the important thing.
I bet you are. All right. We have a busy show. Luke Mathers is going to join me in hour two because Greg is off today. His dog is having a little procedure.
Ah. I don't think they'll keep the ice pack on it.
No, they won't.
No.
She doesn't eat frozen vegetables. She won't have to go that route. Little reminder, it's pretty nice out right now, but we are expected to get some weather later on today. So all of southeastern Wisconsin, also all of southern Wisconsin with possible high winds, hail, maybe an isolated tornado for this afternoon and evening. So you are going to want to watch things.
Just a little weather buffet for you.
A little bit of everything. Yeah, we'll see what happens with that. But just keep that in mind. They're talking about the clouds are going to start building up as we get later on in the day. And then by 3 or 4 o'clock, of course, right when everybody is driving home along 894, that is now narrow. That's probably when the rain's going to start.
Perhaps taking the scenic route is better, but the problem
the slower,
is...
This lower scenic route.
So my wife takes that route all the time for work, and she's been leaving it like an hour before normal and just grumpy about it, but that's what she needs to do to get there. And she can't go the wrong way because those places are under construction too.
Lovely.
Timing.
Yeah, it's all about timing. Speaking of timing, Brian Kelly...
Mm-hmm.
Speaker of the House Mike Johnson is back in trouble. Marjorie Taylor Greene has a new ally now to try and oust the Republican Speaker of the House, Representative Thomas Massey, a Republican from Kentucky, known for frequently butting heads with leadership, announcing on Twitter this morning he's going to co-sponsor Greene's resolution, which has not yet been filed and which Greene is currently holding over Johnson's head as a threat.
It's really here. I have it. I'm going to file it. But okay, so How did Mike Johnson come to power again?
They kicked out Mike McCarthy.
Because he wasn't good enough for the... Okay. And Mike McCarthy became speaker by selling his soul, basically.
Essentially.
Yeah.
And to these people.
And not for the people, for his own ambition, because he just... His lifelong ambition was to be Speaker of the House.
That's right.
Never mind the Republic, which is kind of at a little bit of a crossroads here. I'm going to go for me.
All about me.
How did that work out for him and the party?
They ousted him.
Yeah, that's good. Yeah, and they got this guy that they really wanted in there, and then he's going to come in, and he's just not good enough. These guys are... I don't know what to do. Like, it's...
I guess I'm surprised that... I don't know why Johnson's hanging on.
Because what are you going to do otherwise? I mean, you're in the game. You might as well play it, I guess.
Isn't Marjorie just going to keep this up until she is the Speaker of the House?
Yeah, kind of.
She's just going to keep doing motions to vacate over and over and over again until she gets her way.
It's basically aggressive, passive-aggressive. That's kind of what it is.
Really?
Like, she won't exactly say exactly what she wants, but she'll definitely go headlong around it just to be, yeah.
Mike Johnson saying, I am not resigning, and it is, in my view, an absurd notion that someone would bring a vacate motion when we are simply here trying to do our jobs. On the motion to vacate threat, this is not helpful to the country. It does not help the House Republicans advance our agenda, which is in the best interest of the American people here, a secure border, sound governance, and it's not helpful to the unity that we have in the body. Do you have unity in the Republican House? Really?
I mean, in so much as you just seek towards power at all times, so it's kind of like a downwards, like, funnel into power. That, like, that's, I guess that's the only incentive. I'm trying to figure out some sort of incentive, because... It used to be that people were like, yeah, let's argue about things, and I think the country should do this thing, but let's keep the lights working. Keep the lights on.
Yeah, exactly.
I don't know, fix the roads at the right time. But it's not even that anymore. Like, part of being part of civic media, for me, at the end of the day, if our goal is correct, there's going to be a Republican that I would potentially think about voting for. If we're doing our jobs right, that's what we want to do.
Yes.
And I can't find one. I'm really having a hard time finding one. And I'm looking. Like, I'm looking for any sort of reasonable, just a reasonable thought process. And this isn't even, it's not even like, this is how I think we should do the roads better. It's just, what's your motion? We should win. What? Okay. What is winning? Winning.
Right.
You're losing. You didn't win. It's so undefined and chaotic. It doesn't do anything.
It's the Whoop Whoop Boing Caucus.
Yes.
It is. It's the Three Stooges Caucus.
And if I were a Republican, I please contact your representative and say, could you just be sane? I strongly recommend sanity.
Could you not be nutso?
The people who are in Republicanism for... The good old financial reasons or whatever, the financial conservatives, you must be sitting there going, why? I mean, you can't even look and say, well, at least I'm making money too, because that stuff's volatile now. The win first, get the money later, get the money now, all the time. There's a bot doing something that's doing... You can't predict anything. What this company? How did this company win? They bought another company and sold it off for parts. Well, that's not actually doing anything good.
Right.
It's just
dismantling. Making money. It's just dismantling. Yeah.
I don't know what anybody's doing anymore at all. Like, it doesn't make sense. And it sounds stupid for someone like any Democrat to stand up here and go, this is how reality should be, because they're completely ignoring the fact that Crazy Town is happening next to them.
Oh, but they recognize that Crazy Town is happening.
Yeah, but how do you rationally move through life knowing that Crazy Town is right here?
Do you know what they were going to take up this week?
What?
In the House?
What?
Because Greg and I talked about this on Friday. It's the Appliance Freedom Act. Yeah. The Refrigerator Freedom Act. Yes.
Are we freeing the refrigerators?
The six bills... are the Stop Unaffordable Dishwasher Standards Act, the Liberty in Laundry Act, the Affordable Air Conditioning Act, the Clothes Dryer Reliability Act, the Hands Off Our Home Appliances Act, and the Refrigerator Freedom Act. These are actual things.
Let me guess. This is, you guys regulated us so that we would have better, more efficient homes, and we don't like regulations.
It's, yes, exactly.
And they don't, because Obama did it.
And these are green things.
Oh, green, icky.
Yeah, ick is, green is a bad color.
My goodness.
Yeah, so that is what they were going to take up this week. Doing the Lord's work. The Refrigerator Freedom Act.
Now, at least that somewhat, you know, falls in line with get the government out of my life. Okay, I can follow that. I don't agree with it, because maybe you should probably have a dishwasher that doesn't, you know, destroy everything. Maybe you should have a working dishwasher. I don't know. I haven't looked into the regulations, but I'm not thinking that they're going to be so draconian that, oh, my gosh. My gosh. I mean, I know it's weird. Like, in L.A., they don't, like, apartments don't come standard with refrigerators. You have to, there's an entire refrigerator service moving thing. There's an entire world where refrigerators have to move from apartment to apartment. And that's just not efficient for anybody, but there's an entire side business about moving refrigerators, refurbished refrigerators, everything like that. You can't, apartments don't come standard with a refrigerator.
I have never heard of that.
It is insane. But my point is, I don't, like, that's the worst, and that's not because of, like, regulation. That's just how it ended up working out. My point is, I don't think anybody, I've never heard anybody like, my refrigerator.
I know.
It's not, it's running under thing and I'm getting a fine. Like, who?
The refrigerator lobbying industry, apparently, Brian, is much stronger than we realized.
But refrigerators themselves are becoming more efficient. And more affordable. And you know why? Market forces. It seems that people want things that are more efficient and work better.
Isn't that shocking? Longer.
And is it just like the slumlord capitals that are like, I have this fleet of old refrigerators. They're all avocado.
Oh, avocado. We had an avocado refrigerator.
Of course, everybody did, but this one guy probably like hoarded them and now is in like this lobby to go and stop the refrigerator regulation, but he's getting ruined because of avocado refrigerators.
Iowa's Representative Marionette Miller Meeks introduced and passed the Refrigerator Freedom Act to prohibit not cost-effective or technologically feasible. President Biden has done nothing but implement outrageous regulations limiting choice, increasing prices, disenfranchising toilets and blenders.
The design of the toilet hasn't changed in 100 years? Really that much?
Well, there have been some.
I mean, lately there's been like some more efficient flushing things and stuff.
Right.
But like, my point is like, is there some sort of like, we can barely enforce the tax laws we have. We can barely, like, who is there some sort of regulatory body of, like, stormtroopers happen? I don't see that.
Fancy Brian Kelly is here with me in the first hour. I hope you'll stay with us. You're listening to Matt Nair on Air, coming to you across the Civic Media Radio Network.
Stupid time telling us what to do.
You're listening to the Talk of Green Bay, WGBW, home for Nightlight with Pete Schwabba.
I have diabetes. I'm at risk for pneumococcal pneumonia.
I have asthma. I'm at risk, too.
If you're 19 or older with chronic conditions like asthma, diabetes, COPD, or heart disease, or are 65 or older, you are at increased risk for pneumococcal pneumonia. Ask your doctor or pharmacist about Prevnar 20, pneumococcal 20-valent conjugate vaccine, a Pfizer vaccine that can help protect you against pneumococcal pneumonia in just one dose. Even if you've already been vaccinated with other pneumonia vaccines, Prevnar 20 may help provide added protection. Prevnar 20 is approved for adults to help prevent infections from 20 strains of the bacteria that that cause pneumococcal pneumonia. Continued approval may depend on a supportive study. Don't get Prevnar 20 if you've had a severe allergic reaction to the vaccine or its ingredients. Adults with weakened immune systems may have a lower response to the vaccine. Side effects include pain and swelling at the injection site, fatigue, headache, muscle, and joint pain. For full prescribing information, please call 1-855-213-2138 or visit Prevnar20.com.
This is the Talk of Green Bay, WGBW.
Good morning and welcome to Matt Nair on Air. Jane Matt Nair, Brian Kelly, and Sweet Cal B coming to you live from our studio in downtown Waukesha. You can always join us, call or text at 855-75-CIVIC, 855-752-4842, or leave a comment on the live stream on Facebook, YouTube, and or Twitter. Just a reminder, if you want to catch the baseball game tonight, the Padres at the Brewers, 6:05 game time, you can catch it on News from the Center, WRCE in Richland Center, and also WRJN in Racine if you want to listen to some baseball. And tell your smart speaker, by the way, to play WAUK.
In fact, you should do it right now. Alexa, play WAUK.
That works, too.
Yeah.
We're talking about House Speaker Mike Johnson still in trouble with his caucus because now Marjorie Taylor Greene has an ally to try and sign on to this motion to vacate. He says he's not going to resign. He's not going to go anywhere. And then we were talking about what they were going to be accomplishing in the House this week. It was all about appliances. But David from Mequon has been waiting on the line. Good morning, David. Thank you so much for joining us. What's up?
Good morning. Thank you for taking my call. Brian, Jane, I will say this. I understand that it seems absolutely crazy that there's bills being proposed for all these different with appliances and everything else. The flip side is this. I can tell you this as a commercial property owner. The HVAC units are going to be doubling in price in the very near future because the actual chemicals that they use in the machines will be phased out starting, or they won't be able to use the same compressors and all that stuff starting January 1 of this coming year. So the new stuff, unfortunately, is way more exponentially expensive. And the thing is, it's not as reliable because it's higher pressure. And you'll be lucky if you can get 8 years maybe out of the air conditioning or refrigerator and what have you, which is very short period of time. And whereas now you can get, if you get a Rheem HVAC unit, I'll give you an example, a 410 Rheem HVAC unit, you should be able to get 15, 16 years out of it. So you're potentially cutting the life expectancy with these new materials. It's going to be starting in January of this year in half. And it's going to cost more. And I think that people do not realize how much of an impact when you have to take your furnace in your house or your water heater and you have to replace it with one of these new water heaters or heaters, it's going to cost exponentially more. And you're really not gaining that much more efficiency. You might go from like 94% to like 96%, 97%. So you get a little 3% better, but you're going to be paying way more out of pocket to try to get that 3% increase. And it's just, the numbers just don't add up.
All right. And I can tell you from my own experience, I have a really old water heater. It's working just fine right now, but I'm going to need to replace it. Same with an older furnace. And I think a lot of this is to go and possibly get someone to start turning those things over. And maybe you got to go and figure that out. And I can't speak to how this is because I'm not give Gary and Mac one a call. He does HVAC and he's fantastic. He does really good work. He'll help you out. Thank you, Dave.
Thank you, David. Seriously, and I that is not something I had considered mm-hmm. as far as commercial property owners and what they have to deal with when they're, you know, if you have a multi-family unit or mm-hmm. things like that. And I guess I am surprised that for this extra amount of money that the efficiencies aren't better. But isn't that something we should be working towards anyway?
Yeah, for sure. And what I would say is, a lot of commercial property owners own several things, and they usually go with one unit for the entire grouping of properties they go with. And what I would say is use market forces to strike back and choose the one that's more efficient and lasts longer. It may give you more of a hit, but if everybody does that, the market will have to move towards that because they're going to want to go and make more profit on those things. That's, again, a rudimentary discussion of that, because again, I don't know enough about HVAC or the I'm taking your word for it, Mike or
Gary or David.
David, right? Mike, David, Gary. We're talking about Mike Johnson. We're talking about Gary from Echo. Well, now we're talking about David, who is fantastic. He's a longtime caller.
Yes, he is. It will be interesting to see what happens. Going back to Mike Johnson, which is where we started this mm-hmm. all.
At least it's business.
I just don't understand the reluctance of some to help fund Ukraine to protect itself against Russia. Marjorie Taylor Greene is adamant, and she's got cohorts, too, that are adamant that Ukraine should not receive any aid. I don't understand the logic. I don't.
There may be some logic in that most of the crackpot insane stuff that she puts forth is Russian disinformation generally. I don't know that she knows that specifically or not, but my point is that time and time again, it's been proven that it's been Russian disinformation, things to sow chaos because they can't take us on militarily. They can definitely take us apart. They've been doing this since the Cold War. They had no intention of ever firing anything on us. They were just like, let's sow seeds of doubt
yeah.
and let them fall apart. And look what we're doing, providing really good entertainment. By the way, popcorn is really selling well in Russia. They are watching us going, you silly people.
They really
are.
And
going,
though.
Please duck from the next missile.
Yeah. It's not good.
No.
We spoke with retired Brigadier General Stephen Anderson. Hmm. He was on with us last week. I would highly encourage everyone to go into civicmedia.us, go to Matt Nair on air, and then look at last week. He talks about the importance of NATO, why it is crucial that America stay strong in NATO, and also why it is crucial that we continue helping Ukraine and what it's going to mean if Putin is just left to sweep over Ukraine. And that's not going to be good for the world.
No, Ukraine is even destroyed and rebuilding. Ukraine is extremely valuable.
It really is. It absolutely
positionally,
is.
Positionally, the land is great, everything. And it's a pretty good country. That's a real good reason why people have, trying to hold on to it for a long time.
Definitely. Yeah, check that out. It's retired Brigadier General Stephen Anderson, and hopefully we're going to get him back on in a next month or so, and some of his colleagues as well. To continue that message, I think it's really important that people understand how critically important it is that we remain in NATO and are a good ally to our NATO allies and also to Ukraine. All right, news is coming up next. Stay close. You're listening to Matt Nair on air on the Civic Media Radio Network.
This is your local Civic Media radio station.
Want to hear even more? Anytime?
Find all of it at civicmedia.us.
Civic Media News. I'm Terry Bell. Here's what Wisconsin needs to know. If you're living with diabetes and on Medicare, the Inflation Reduction Act caps your out-of-pocket insulin costs at $35 a month. But for many other Americans, the cost of insulin is still expensive.
Only three companies are able to control basically the global supply of insulin. And in the United States, that means that there are unaffordable costs.
Catherine Poe is a policy researcher. Wisconsin is not one of the 25 states that cap insulin copays. Two scenic highways in Wisconsin are now part of the state's Rustic Roads program. The first stretch covers almost 10 miles near the American Birkebeiner Trail in northwest Wisconsin. The other new route crosses Honey Creek near East Troy and passes what was once a one-room schoolhouse. I'm Terry Bell, Civic Media News. Here's what you need to know closer to home.
For WGBW News, I'm Lisa Hale. For the third year in a row, the city of Oshkosh will participate in No Mow May, a conservation initiative that encourages people to decrease lawn cutting to provide food and nectar for bees and other pollinators. Oshkosh Common Council member Michael Ford.
The beauty of this is if you don't like it, you don't have to participate. To me, this is just a really small thing that there's a handful of people, and by a handful, a few hundred are really excited about.
Participation in No Mow May is free and voluntary, but registration is required. Properties that don't register will be subject to regular penalties for lawn grass or weeds. The Green Bay Packers are partnering with Bell and Health to donate CPR instruction and AED equipment to local schools. Funding for donations comes from an NFL Foundation grant dedicated to promoting CPR education, access, and training across the country. 12 Northeast Wisconsin schools will receive the updated CPR instruction materials and AED equipment. And that's what you need to know. I'm Lisa Hale, WGBW News.
How was your drive to school?
Let me tell you, I had to get my iced coffee first. I just can't seem to put it down. My favorite rapper just announced a tour. My phone was buzzing like crazy. I'm so excited. I had to text all my friends right then to talk about it. Then someone started calling me and...
Let's try that again.
I turned my phone off right away. I never drive distracted.
Visit StopTextStopWrecks.org, a message brought to you by the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration, Project Yellow Light, and the Ad Council.
I'm Pete with the 60-second Showbiz Beat. Actress Jessica Chastain says a lot of couples have named their daughters after her character in the Christopher Nolan film Interstellar. Chastain's character was named Murphy Murph Cooper. She played a NASA scientist who traveled through a wormhole with her father, Joseph Cooper, played by Matthew McConaughey, as they tried to save the Earth. Chastain says people come up to her all the time and say they named their daughter Murph. Cute name and much more desirable than all the couples that named their daughters Nurse Ratched 40 years ago. The Bachelors are turning on each other. Former Bachelor contestant Nick Viles says there might be more to the story regarding the quick divorce between Golden Bachelor couple Jerry Turner and Teresa Nist. Viles hinted that Jerry Turner might not be as golden as we think. Interesting. Especially coming from a guy who tried to find TV love three times on various Bachelor and Bachelor spinoffs before finally marrying someone he met off-air who was almost 20 years younger. Judge much, Nick? For more showbiz fun, tune in to Nightlight with me, Pete Schwabba. Weeknights from 7 to 9 p.m. on the Civic Media Radio Network.
Showers and a few thunderstorms strike this afternoon and throughout tonight. Heavy rainfall of 1 to 2 inches is possible, and as winds will be whipping out of the east at 30 miles per hour, gusting to 50 at times. This could knock out power and blow items around. I'm meteorologist Brittany Merlot, currently 53 degrees.
The Maggie Dawn Show.
Letting someone else live their life in a way that you may not agree with, guess what? That's American. That's what we get to do here. We don't get to place our religious beliefs in a position of governmental endorsement so that we can exclude others from our educational systems, from our boardrooms. That ain't American. It isn't the Wisconsin that I know either.
The Maggie Dawn Show, weekdays from 2 till 4, on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app. Broadcasting from the City Deck Studios on North Washington Street, the talk of Green Bay, 1590 AM and 97.9 FM WGBW. When you put me on the Wolverine of UN and there,
it was still September. Good morning. Welcome to Matt Nair on Air. Jane Matt Nair, Fancy Brian Kelly with me in the studio, and Calvin on the board. You can always join us at 855-75-CIVIC, 855-752-4842, or leave a comment on the live stream on Facebook, YouTube, and or Twitter. Before we went to the news, we were talking about appliances and some of the measures that the House was going to take up regarding our appliances. And Dave from MechWan called in. I thought he had some valid points just about for commercial property owners and the cost of that. Jack from Merrimack, though, texted in. He said, hey, while my furnace is working just fine, it's 80% efficient. The current ones are up to 95, 97%, even with the price difference, it more than pays for itself during its lifespan.
Mm-hmm.
So that's where that lies. I'm sure that that's those bills, the Refrigerator Freedom Act, isn't going away. They just aren't going to have time to do it this week while they're still trying to get rid of Mike Johnson. So they're still trying to push him out, and he just had a press conference and said, yeah, I'm not resigning.
They already got rid of one guy.
I know.
That was ready to do their bidding.
I know.
And then this other guy's like, let's do the thing. And they're like, that's not good enough.
Well, and I think it's really important to remind people that Kevin McCarthy, who you just referenced, essentially gave these six people, Marjorie Taylor Greene, Matt Gaetz, a couple other ones, he gave them everything they wanted in exchange for the speakership. And he is the one who set the rule where it only took one person, right, for a motion to vacate.
Yeah.
He is the one who set that up. He gave that to them in order to get that job, and then they used it against him.
Listen, I'm not, again, I have no proof of this specifically, but if I were to go and put in someone in place to go and, let's say, cause chaos and disarray, I would create a Marjorie Taylor Greene and put them in said thing and say, go to work, have fun.
You got to wonder.
Yeah. A fun game we used to play during the Mueller investigation was whenever you hear a Russian name, look that name up in connection with Scott Walker. Because most of them met him at some point.
That's right.
They were doing their homework on all the presidential candidates.
Oh, wow. Maria Butina.
He greeted her in Russian.
Yeah, she was a busy lady.
He greeted her in Russian.
She was a busy lady. All right. A business group, the WMC, Brian Kelly, filed a lawsuit Monday over a partial veto that Governor Evers used last year to extend this funding raise to public schools for more than 400 years. I'm sure I remember when he did this.
Okay. So why? Let's go back to two big questions I have here.
Yeah.
Why is Evers able to make this partial veto change? What facilitated that? Mm-hmm. And the other question is, what's the complaint from Wisconsin Manufacturers and Commerce? Are they not getting educated enough workers? Are their workers just not educated? Do they need more education? Are they upset that they have too much education? Or why is Wisconsin Manufacturer and Commerce getting involved?
WMC filed this suit on behalf of two Wisconsin taxpayers. The suit argues this move by Governor Evers violates Wisconsin's constitution. His veto basically allows districts to increase funding for 400 years running without having to check in with voters and ask their permission. And we think that's undemocratic. We think the people's voice should be heard. Currently, the state limits the amount of money districts can bring in without first getting voter approval to raise property taxes. The version of the two-year state budget approved by lawmakers last year would have allowed districts to collect that additional $325 per student until 2025. This is unique to Wisconsin, This partial veto. It has been used, Brian Kelly, by Democratic and Republican governors in the past, including, according to this article from WPR, by former Republican Governor Scott Walker. Who used the same thing to extend an end date for a state program by 1,000 years.
Oh, maybe it was the length of time. It wasn't the traditional 1,000 year.
If Evers had signed it for 1,000 years, that would have been okay.
By the way, that's a lot of confidence. I mean, this country is not even close to 400 years old, so it's not like.
That is pretty bold.
It's pretty bold that we're going to, like, Wisconsin's going to still be around, and this Constitution's going to totally be relevant then.
Former Republican Governor Tommy Thompson used a tactic referred to as the Vanna White veto referencing the game show host who would reveal the words letter by letter. This technique, in which the governor struck out individual letters to create new words, was banned when voters approved a constitutional amendment in 1990. WMC arguing Evers' use of the partial veto for school funding violates the 1990 amendment, as well as a section of Wisconsin's constitution that says appropriation bills must be approved by the governor in whole or in part. An Evers spokesperson says the lawsuit will hurt students. We've been underfunding our schools for so long.
Okay. Yeah. We gotta set the stage here. I mean, municipalities have been raising their own taxes voluntarily by the will of the people over and over again for the last 10 years.
Yes.
And more.
And more.
And they voluntarily do it. So it's something that the people clearly want. Also, a lot of the problems with, you know, you have school funding problems. Let's look at the administration and not necessarily the schools themselves, because it's not like teachers are getting a whole bunch of money.
Right.
And it's not like these kids are having even better outcomes in general. Although Wisconsin has been rising up since Scott Walker has left. They actually have done better as a student body, as the Wisconsin student body. I love the language of they always identify the suit from Wisconsin taxpayers, as if you and I are not Wisconsin taxpayers,
right,
or anybody else who is a citizen of Wisconsin is pretty much mostly going to, unless they have the Wisconsin manufacturer and agribusiness tax credit, are Wisconsin taxpayers.
Right.
So on top of that, Evers was the superintendent of schools. He knows the entire system inside and out. The guy knows education, and you really can't. You really think that this guy is trying to, after all these years, seize power for education?
Because that's the kind of yes. Oplander is crazed.
Like, and again, maybe they're thinking like he's working the way that they do with their cronies. Like he's funding big education. You know, he's
big book.
Big book. Like he's throwing money to big book to go and make it happen, type of thing. But really, it's just a tit for tat type of thing. Like this veto thing is just political chicanery in the first place. Just the fact that it exists is political chicanery, and it's something that just makes people go, I hate politics and I don't want to be involved. It really turns people off, because it's crap like this that people are like, you can change letters and words?
Yeah.
You can just change. And again, even if it's something that I support, which Evers is doing, I don't think it should be done that way. But again, you have to do things this way. And we've been begging Evers to do things this way because they made the playing field this way. He has hundreds of appointees that he's still not even gotten a hearing yet.
Yep.
Half the state isn't being run correctly because the people that he has nominated to run those things haven't even gotten a hearing by this Republican legislature.
And this is his second term.
Second term.
Which is insane.
That's stopping the business of the state of Wisconsin, and nobody even talks about that. So this is why he has to go and do things like this to get anything done in the first place. And it's amazing that he's got anything done with, basically, he could say, folks, let's have an amendment to go and say the sun is going to rise tomorrow, and they'd go, yeah.
Where's your proof?
No. This is an overreach telling me it's done.
855-75-CIVIC, 855-752-4842. Jack from Merrimack is on the line. Good morning, Jack. How you doing?
Good morning. Just peachy keen, as my grandma used to say. This so-called debate about what school funding and how long you can extend the available increases is just it's another let's try to confuse people. Here's what really happened. The state legislature gave away $3,000 per student with no limits. You can put as many students on that as you want to. I think it's costing something like three quarters of $1 billion now. in welfare for private school students. About two-thirds of those students, from what I have read, would be in private schools anyway. So you're giving money back to people that can actually afford to send their students to private schools. Public schools got $325 per person. If they approve that money as tax increases, it's time we stop giving away money to private schools, public money to private schools. I don't mind if somebody spends their own. And, in fact, actually start funding the public schools, which are the ones that, by law, have to take everyone.
Right.
They don't have school choice. They don't have the choice of which students they can take, and then they can say, or graduation rates are higher. Of course, if you can choose who your students are, your graduation rates are going to be better.
Absolutely.
Well, anyway, so that's my tirade for the day.
We appreciate it, Jack. Always appreciate your call, and thank you so very much for listening. And Bill from Oconomowoc is on the line. Good morning, Bill.
Good morning. Scott Walker is the biggest demon to public education we've ever had in our state. He hates it. He wants to destroy it. He did. But now we can tag him with the bill, and we can say we have to roll back the nonsense that Scott Walker created because we can't afford to pay for private education.
Bill, I gotta ask you, is that a dog?
Yeah, well, it's not my wife.
Right. Good to know. I'm sure she's pleased about that. Right. Give the puppy a pet for us.
Yeah. It's such a sweet puppy.
Thank you, Bill. Appreciate that. I just wasn't sure if that was whining I was hearing in the background, or it's like, what is that noise?
Yeah, it sounded like my dog when she's like, but I want it. I see another dog I want to talk to.
We're talking about the Wisconsin Manufacturers and Commerce filing a lawsuit yesterday before the Wisconsin Supreme Court on behalf of two Wisconsin taxpayers, upset over Tony Evers' extension of a funding increase to public schools for more than 400 years, which still just makes me laugh.
Yeah, and again, we're trying to set the stage here. The other part is we're funding two school systems.
Yes.
We're funding a charter school system and a choice as well as a public school.
And as Jack so eloquently pointed out, they get to pick and choose what kids go to their schools. They don't have to take everyone like public schools do.
Mm-hmm.
And I still maintain public schools are the bedrocks of our communities, and especially in smaller communities.
For sure. That's right? Where everything goes. That's where everybody goes. All your kids, all your activities. That's where most of the community happens. That's where every time that I hang out with anyone in the Oak Creek community, it's through school. It's through or through the social activities of the city. Like my daughter going to, Lions Fest, my daughter going to play, basketball, all that stuff.
Yeah.
That's how it works.
Andrew in Maine on the live stream. So if I were to simplify the WMC's reason for the lawsuit, nothing in the state budget should be effective for more than 2 years. Yeah. And then we're back at the same place and we have to go through all the same mess all over again.
That's the point. If you have to go and make people go through pain and they remember it's pain,
they'll avoid it.
Yep.
All right. Hopefully this is not giving you pain. Stay close. You're listening to Matt Nair on Air. I'm here with Fancy Brian Kelly. We'll be right back on the Civic Media Radio Network.
Listening to the talk of Green Bay, WGBW, home for the Devil's Advocates Radio Show.
What does cheese, beer, and you have to do with local radio? I know. It's Todd Alba and the Trick V. Olsen's What Makes Wisconsin Great Tour.
To get out of your own little silo and just listen to folks, you find out Wisconsin is pretty darn great already.
It's great to be from Wisconsin, Todd. It's just such a fantastic place.
Miss them in your town, more visits, and your chance to connect coming up.
The Todd Alba Show, weekdays noon till 2 on your local Civic Media radio station and the app.
Are you ready to start a meaningful career in healthcare? Are you looking for a job that fits your work-life balance? Become a certified direct care professional today and make life better for older adults or people with a disability. WISC Caregiver Careers makes it easy. With free online training plus earn a $500 bonus. See your name on Wisconsin's Certified Direct Care Registry. Sign up today at WISCCaregiverCDCP.com. Sponsored by the Wisconsin Department of Health Services.
You're listening to the Talk of Green Bay, WGBW, home of Mino and the Mayor.
It might seem crazy what I'm about to say. Welcome back to Matt Nair on Air. Jane Matt Nair, Fancy Brian Kelly, and Dr. Slide on the board coming to you from our studio in downtown Waukesha. You can always join the conversation. Call or text at 855-75-CIVIC. 855-752-4842. Leave a comment on the live stream on Facebook, YouTube, and the platform that Elon continues to ruin. Another comment from Andrew on the live stream. Do you know what is the same price as it was 2 years ago, Brian Kelly? The Civic Media app.
That's true.
It's absolutely free.
Inflation does not affect zero.
Exactly.
Affect.
Either.
I talk good.
The Civic Media app, access to 18 local Wisconsin radio stations in the palm of your hand for the low monthly price of free. Thank you, Andrew.
And we were talking about how local communities come around, hang out around local sports. If you follow your local sports,
your local teams,
or if you want to follow like local high school football, we have local high school games all the time. Everywhere. Check out the Civic Media app and we'll probably come and if you call us, we'll probably come and do it at your school too.
And do a game.
Yeah.
And do some games. Yeah. Check it out, really.
Yeah.
It's free. All right. We were talking about teachers and the WMC now filing a lawsuit because Governor Evers cleverly ensured that public school students are going to get $325 for the next 400 years. And a report out from the Wisconsin Department of Public Instruction finds that we are losing teachers it's not good. Nearly 40% of new teachers are leaving Wisconsin or the profession in their first 6 years on the job.
That sounds about right.
You can only take it for 6 years.
Well, all right. Let me put it this way. You have a son or daughter that's, you know, graduating high school and thinking about what they want to do with their life. What if they told you, I'm going to go be a teacher? Now, there's a lot of people who will go and call and say, and rightfully so, defending teachers and talking about how wonderful they absolutely are wonderful. But and your kid can probably make a difference and probably needs to. But there's a part of you that goes, oh, my, I don't wish this upon you.
Are
because
you sure
you're
you
going
want
to go through not only the stress of teaching, but the stress of all the outside forces on top of teaching that are doing that. And not to mention, there's no financial security in teaching.
Well, that's what this report has found. In the 2021-2022 school year, the median salary for Wisconsin teachers was $57,279. Adding in benefits, total median compensation is $81,000. Adjusted for inflation, though, that's a 13% drop in median pay and a 19% drop in median compensation since 2010.
And it's not like that's ever going up.
No.
Because people fight against that tooth and nail.
And just think, and I always go back to this, the way Scott Walker demonized our teachers.
Still are?
It still galls me. It just galls me to this day.
The word indoctrination comes up way too much. What are they indoctrinating with?
Being able to think critically.
That's pretty much it.
Right.
That's what a liberal education does.
It teaches you how to think critically and ask questions.
Mm-hmm.
as opposed to indoctrination where you are fed something and you're expected to just take it like that,
rote
right?
Memory.
Yes. I think our teachers should get plaques.
Yes.
On a yearly basis. When you think about, they are school psychologists now. They're educators. They have to wrangle parents, much less the students.
At the very least, they're babysitting your kids for a day. At the very minimum.
At the very least.
They're watching your kids, and you don't have to pay a damn thing other than your own taxes regularly to make that happen.
And these are the people who are shelling out of their own pockets to buy supplies for yep. your kids.
Every year, I have a list of things that we have to provide first day of school, including like Kleenex, cleaning supplies. They just rather than go and making the teachers do it, they write it out for the year and say, this is what we need for our school. Please bring them in. And everybody, like day
so
one.
Janitorial supplies.
Yeah. It's all just like, or maintenance for like,
right.
you know, extra crayons, extra pencils, that type of stuff. Right at the beginning of the school year, get it out of the way so there's no crisis in the middle of the school year.
Sure.
But that's a regular thing.
Well, I not that that's good, but I guess I'm glad the teachers aren't the ones who have to shell out
my,
for it.
My
but
point is that why don't they just have that?
Yeah. Why isn't that included?
Isn't that included? Although they do get Chromebooks. That's pretty cool.
That is cool.
All right.
Jill Underlee, state superintendent of the Department of Public Instruction, called on lawmakers to increase funding allowances for public schools after years of capping them at levels that have not kept up with inflation. Our education workforce is in crisis. Wisconsin's kids are suffering from losing quality teachers. Solving this challenge starts with upholding the state's responsibility of funding our public schools. We have the resources. We owe it to our kids to do more. And as Jack from Merrimack pointed out, we're funding two school systems.
Yep.
We're the charter schools, the private schools, and then the public schools. And we're giving the private schools a whole lot more money than the public schools.
Mm-hmm. That's because the lobby for private schools is bigger, a lot more well-funded, and they happen to have a louder voice, and the people who control the legislature happen to, you know, have their ear.
And their kids probably go to the same school.
Yeah, usually. Yeah, usually.
I would assume so. Well, it will be interesting to see what happens. Again, this all stems from this lawsuit from the WMC.
Notice how it's not the any education group that's doing it. That's what really gets
that,
to me.
That
like,
is really
why is the WMC doing this and not some sort of right-wing education group? Oh, it's because they're probably cutting into their own pocket by doing that.
Well, wouldn't the WMC in particular want an educated workforce?
You'd think.
Right?
Or do they? They just want a pliant workforce. Or a workforce. I don't even know if they want a workforce anymore because they can automate it. They're going to do that.
That's true, too. Well, Greg and I were talking yesterday about automating CEOs. We thought that would be an interesting.
Well, there's a lot of them that you could just spin the dice, make a decision, and be the same just as the one that they made. Because take Elon Musk, for example, the richest man in the world is actively destroying his own stuff. It's
remarkable.
Insane.
It's remarkable. Fancy Brian Kelly, thank you so very much for spending this hour with me.
Thank you for having me.
I really appreciate it. Don't go anywhere. News is next when we return. Luke Mathers will be here. You're listening to Matt Nair on air on the Civic Media Radio Network.
Bring me down, I say, because I'm happy. Clap along if you feel like a room without a roof. Because I'm happy. Clap along if you feel like happiness is the truth. Because I'm happy. Clap along if you know what happiness is to you. Hey. Clap along if you feel like that's what you want to do. Because I'm happy. Clap along if you feel like a room without a roof.
Your home for the Devil's Advocates, weekday afternoons from 4 until 6. The Talk of Green Bay, 1590 AM and 97.9 FM, WGBW.
Tune in Tuesday for the Devil's Advocates radio show. We'll see if they picked any jurors in New York in the Trump trials. You got to tune in, Devil's Advocates 4 to 6.
What is dedication?
The thing that drives me every day as a dad is Dariano. We call him Day-Day for short.
Every day he's hungry for something, whether it's attention, affection, knowledge. And there's this huge responsibility in making sure that when he's no longer under my wing, that he's a good person. I want him to be able to sit back one day and go, we worked together, we did a good job.
That's dedication. Find out more at fatherhood.gov. Brought to you by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services and the Ad Council.
You're listening to the Talk of Green Bay.
WGBW 1590 AM Denmark. W250 CV Green Bay.
And always streaming on the Civic Media app.
ABC News, I'm Sherry Preston. At the Supreme Court right now, arguments over whether the statute that led to the conviction of hundreds of January